ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, September 27th, 2024. Amateur radio is now working two dangerous hurricanes. As of Thursday evening, September 26th, 2024, Hurricane Helene was upgraded to a Category 4 storm by the National Hurricane Center. It is expected to strengthen and bring catastrophic winds and storm surge to the northeastern Gulf Coast. Helene was located about 200 miles from Tampa, Florida, with winds of 128 miles per hour. More than 200,000 residents and businesses are without power there. The storm is moving towards the north-northeast at 23 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue with a significant increase in forward speed during the next 24 hours. And on that forecast track was expected to cross the Florida Big Bend coast late Thursday evening. After landfall, Helene is expected to turn northwestward and slow down over the Tennessee Valley on Friday and Saturday. Weakening is expected after landfall, but Helene's fast forward speed will allow for strong, damaging winds, especially in gusts, to penetrate well inland across the southeastern United States, including over the higher terrain of the southern Appalachians. The Hurricane Watch Net was activated Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on both 14.325 megahertz and 7.268 megahertz, and they also will activate on Friday, September 27. VOIP Hurricane Net was also activated at 10 a.m. on Thursday Eastern Daylight Time and will remain active for as long as necessary for Hurricane Helene as it impacts Florida and Georgia through Friday morning. And the ARRL West Central Florida section will be activating both the state EOC at Tallahassee and several other points. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm John has been upgraded again to Hurricane John and is producing catastrophic, life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides over portions of southern Mexico. Winds are 75 miles per hour, and the storm is moving northwest at 6 miles per hour. Through Friday, Hurricane John is expected to produce additional rainfall amounts of 10 to 20 inches across portions of the Mexican states, and additional rainfall of 2 to 4 inches, with locally up to 7 inches more expected. When Hurricane John initially made landfall, it left 100,000 residents and businesses without power, rooted trees and power poles while ripping off roofs. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 10 miles from the storm center.